First of all, I'd like to thank you all for inviting me to come to speak today. And I give a big yasher koyach to the people that are organizing the event. I just want to tell them that next time they should let me know that, thank God, there were separate entrances this time. I ended up going through the regular entrance, so I didn't notice what the signs meant. And I was never in this side of the building, the other side. So I see we have a good beginning of separate entrances for functions, which would be a very nice thing that we would have in all of our places that we have functions. Now, there's a sikha of the Rebbe, a very famous sikha, that the Rebbe quotes the Rebbe Rashab's statement that he says that one, just as one has a mitzvah putting on tefillin every day, he also has a mitzvah of thinking every day a half hour about his education of his household and making sure that his family are going in the way of Hashem, and putting more than his strength into it, that they should go on the right path. And the Rebbe asks in the Sicha that why does the Rebbe Rashab use the mitzvah of tefillin? Just like we have a mitzvah of tefillin every day, we have the mitzvah of thinking every day a half hour about the education of our children. He could have used another mitzvah, daily mitzvah that we have. We have a mitzvah of saying Shema every day. We have a mitzvah of davening every day. Why did he pick the mitzvah of tefillin to compare thinking every day a half hour about our children and our families? Not only about children, about our families also. And the Rebbe answers that the reason for that is that tefillin, we put on our head and we put on our hand. And one of the main kavanas in tefillin is that one of the intentions that we're supposed to have in mind is that we subjugate our heart and our mind to Hashem. Shibud halev amoyach. We subjugate our heart and our mind to Hashem. And the Rebbe was saying that the Rebbe Rashab was hinting to, that just like when we put on tefillin, the main intention of putting on tefillin is to subjugate our hearts and our minds to Hashem, so too, when we think about the education of our children, we have to subjugate our hearts and our minds to it. It can't be chaplap. It can't be off the cuff. There has to be a lot of thought put into it, a lot of heart put into it. And that is how we can be successful in guarding our homes. Now, when we talk about guarding our homes, in the Shmir, the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim were involved in guarding the Beis HaMikdash. There were some Kohanim that had three stations where they guarded. Primarily, the guarding in the Beis HaMikdash was out of respect, that to glorify the palace, the castle of Hashem. That you can't compare a palace that doesn't have guards to one that has guards. It shows a certain respect and awe and glorification. But there's also in guarding the second aspect of keeping somebody away that was impure, that he shouldn't get into the house, shouldn't get into the castle, into the palace. Watching against impurity from entering the Beis HaMikdash, as the Levium, one of their tasks was to make sure that nothing impure entered into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Mishkan. So we have two aspects in our guarding. We have an aspect of guarding against the impurities, but we also have the aspect of the guarding of bringing to that respect and awe and glorification to our Beis HaMikdash. And I'd like to talk about those two aspects. And we see also that when the Chashmonoim, when they re-entered the Beis HaMikdash after their victory, it says, V'achakach bo'ev anecha ledvir Beis Echa. They came back to the Beis HaMikdash, Ufinus alecha, V'tiruis mikdashecha, V'idliku neiris b'chatzus kashecha. They cleaned out the place from the idols and the Greek gods that were put in. They purified it and then they lit it with light. We have these two aspects. We have the aspect of making a cleanup job, of making sure that alien forces and alien values and impure should not be within our homes. And at the same time also to bring a certain special light into our homes that breeds to the sanctity of our houses also. And I want to touch on both of them. And I'd like to give a number of examples also. First thing I would like to say is that the Rebbe once said in a sikha, or now Shavuos time, there's a sikha that we all learned as Bochrim, and we've chazered it in different places. On Matan Torah, it says that the voice of Hashem, Kol Godel Yosef, the voice of Hashem had no end to it.